So Philippe and I are similar in age, and I did get to meet him once briefly when I was a kid. And I don't know if that probably had a disproportionate and rather pathetic effect on my view on him. I've always felt he's quite an interesting guy, and I think it is. I think he's the right, you know, if you're going to have an institution like the royal family, then I think he's probably the right person to bring to it. You know, obviously it's not an election in any shape or form, so he's inherited the position. But I, you know, I'm going to cut him some slack, and I'm going to say he's going to, I think, possibly do some good things for their image and for the country. I think that this is their attempt at trying to modernise themselves and create more transparency. And I think that, you know, it's a very interesting sort of strategy. I mean, social media is something that is accessible to, you know, quite a young population mostly, although that's a gross exaggeration. But I think that's where they have to change people's minds and hearts. I think the older generation, as you know, the more conservative, are probably more, have more affection towards the monarchy in Spain, and I think a lot of people lived through that very crucial time where the king did, you know, bring democracy to Spain. So I think there's that overwhelming sense of gratitude, but that's slightly been undermined by recent scandals. And I think Felipe and Leticia will need to have a really clever strategy in order to overcome some of the antagonism that's been thrown up as a result of that. And I think social media and younger people is an interesting one. I don't know how popular it is or how, you know, how effective it is, but it certainly seems to be, you know, that every movement is being tweeted. And I think they have to be just a little bit more clever, I think, than just, you know, tweeting. I think they have to, you know, they're going to have to work hard, I think, to change people's opinions. I suppose my perspective really seeing from here in London is that I always felt the Spanish monarchy was slightly more conservative than, you know, some of the other monarchies in certainly the European monarchies. And I think recently there's been sort of this spate of the younger generation taking over, even though, you know, that's not quite happened here yet with Charlie waiting in the wings, so to speak. But you know, I think it's happened in Belgium and Holland and maybe one of the Scandinavian countries. So I think it's timely. The pity is that they didn't do it out of their own initiative, that it came as a result of what has clearly been a very difficult time for them. And perhaps, you know, the king's bad health, so to speak. So my sense is that they've done it reluctantly. And it would have been nicer for it to have been a positive move, as opposed to, I think, how it's been perceived as, you know, a reaction to being caught out, really, just being caught with their hand in the cookie jar.